The base realignment and closure process is best known for, as the name implies, closing down military bases. But the BRAC round that's being implemented this year includes the movement of uniformed and civilian military workers onto a lot of bases across the country, many of them in urban areas, and many of them whose roads are already saturated with traffic. Those are the findings of a report released yesterday by the Transportation Research Board of the National Academies. In all, it says 18 bases will see additional congestion.
We find, unsurprisingly, that in the areas we considered, that congestion is essentially certain to increase substantially to the extent that we felt the need for immediate action. As required by BRAC, personnel will move into their new locations by September 15th of this year. That's, in some sense, virtually tomorrow in terms of making enhancements.
Joseph Sussman of MIT, the chairman of the committee that produced the report. To get to its conclusions, a committee of transportation experts did case studies of six bases nationwide, three of them here in the D.C. area, Fort Belvoir in Virginia, and Fort Meade and Bethesda Naval Hospital in Maryland. Fort Belvoir will get the biggest increase by far. By the time the transition is over, they'll have more workers than the Pentagon. But add the three installations together, and they'll have 27,000 more workers from BRAC alone by September, and Fort Meade will get another 14,000 because of an expansion at the National Security Agency, completely separate from BRAC. The report suggests DOD shouldn't bear the entire burden of making road improvements. After all, local communities do get economic benefits from increases in military personnel, but the department should be doing more than it's doing now.
We concluded that the Department of Defense needs to pay, in general, its fair share of the improvements needed.
Although fair share is often in the eye of the beholder, the panel found there is a successful model for figuring out the infrastructure impacts of new developments. In fact, Tom Dean, a Maryland-based transportation consultant, says local governments already deal with exactly that issue all the time with private developers who want to build.
This use of impact fees and deciding the fair share is something that's been done now over a number of years in a number of different locations around the country. In the case of private developers, where there's a large private development and these negotiations take place as to fair share. And so what we're suggesting is that there's a great analogy between a large increase at a military base and a large increase in workers at a new industrial park that some private developer wants to put in. And the kinds of analysis that we're talking about have been done in those cases, and we're simply suggesting that this is an appropriate process to be used in these cases as well.
There are some existing programs that allow DOD to pitch in for infrastructure costs that the military causes off of its own bases, but the committee found that the main one is extremely limited. It's called the Defense Access Roads Program, and Sussman says it only kicks in if DOD's personnel movements cause traffic in an area to double in volume.
Now, in rural environments, that might make sense. In already congested urban environments, it simply doesn't make any sense at all. So we're arguing that in urban areas, that criteria, the doubling criteria, goes away.
Sussman says that's one of several ways in which the DAR program is broken. Another, it only pays for roads.
In urban areas, one needs new DOD capital and operating programs for transit, as well as, if you will, softer ways of ameliorating congestion, hot lanes, HOV lanes, parking pricing, flex hours, telework, and so on. Each of those is important in urban areas, but most important of those is the idea of being able to fund transit, which is a standard tool in urban areas, and we have to be sure that people who want to get to work by public transportation have an opportunity to do so.
But all of those are long-term fixes. September is the short term. That's the deadline set in federal law when the military is required to finish all the relocations that were decided on in the 2005 BRAC round. Adding more cars to roads that are already at or near capacity, like the arteries around Fort Belvoir and the Mark Center, has what transportation experts call a nonlinear effect. Each extra car on the road causes a disproportionate amount of delay for everyone else.
That's a bad thing, but it can operate in a positive way as well. That is, if one is able to reduce traffic when you're up at that very high level of congestion, if one is able to reduce traffic even modestly, one will get disproportionate improvements in travel time. So we advocate trying to implement some of these things as quickly as possible. The diversion from single occupancy automobiles to other techniques for getting to work, including, by the way, telework, where one doesn't necessarily have to actually drive to work, although small in magnitude in terms of the number of drivers affected, could have an important impact on travel time.
To get some of those cars off the road, the committee's recommending that Congress either authorize a new emergency appropriation or reprogram existing stimulus money. Even when it comes to new construction, Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly, who represents the area around Fort Belvoir, says the money could be put to good use fairly quickly.
It's not like there aren't some plans on the books for transportation improvements that could be, you know, taken off the shelf and dusted off and updated and made ready for investment. The Fairfax County Parkway is such an example. We've been planning to complete the Fairfax County Parkway for over 30 years. The difference that occurred in 2009 was that we actually were able to identify a source of funding to complete the missing link, and that was stimulus money. These are things that are very readily accessible. And we can accelerate both their planning and their funding because they're fairly straightforward propositions. It's not like we're building a new interstate highway here.
But Connolly says the Pentagon should be funding the improvements itself.
This isn't something we're just trying to, you know, piggyback on for a benefit. We're trying to improve infrastructure, transportation infrastructure, so that the Pentagon can get its employees to work.
The transportation panel says it expects consolidations of personnel at urban bases to continue in future years as a result of BRAC and other military reorganizations. Sussman says it's imperative that local planners and base commanders start doing a better job of working together right now to prepare. They're also recommending the DOD set up a separate, walled-off budget for construction projects outside of military bases. The committee found that without that, military construction budgets tend to get spent entirely on improvements inside the gates. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.